Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 49, the verses 14 to 21. Yet Jerusalem says, "The Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us." Never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. Soon your descendants will come back, and all who are trying to destroy you will go away. Look around you and see, for all your children will come back to you. As surely as I live, says the Lord, they will be like jewels, so bridal ornaments for you to display. Even the most desolate parts of your abandoned land will soon be crowded with your people. Your enemies who enslaved you will be far away. The generations born in exile will return and say, "We need more room. It's crowded here." Then you will think to yourself, "Who has given me all these descendants? For most of my children were killed and the rest were carried away into exile. I was left here all alone. Where did all these people come from? Who bore these children? Who raised them for me?" Think with me, dear friends, on the theme God's unfailing love and promise of restoration. The passage I've just read to you captures the heartfelt lament of the Israelites who felt forgotten by God during their times of exile and despair. Yet the verses also shine a light on God's unwavering commitment to his chosen people, emphasizing his deep and abiding love. The imagery of a mother who cannot forget her child underscores the magnitude of God's commitment and love to his people. The promise of restoration and the assurance that their current circumstances of desolation will change paints a vivid picture of hope and of renewal. This text has both a warning and an edification. And what's the warning? It warns us not to doubt God's commitment. Despite the feelings of abandonment that the Israelites felt, God was always with them. This serves as a warning to us not to doubt God's presence and his plans, even in our darkest hours. The emotions and trials we face can sometimes blind us to the reality of God's constant presence and promise. In these times, it is essential to remember that our perception doesn't always align with God's reality. And then there is the edification, which is for us to hope in God's promises. Isaiah reminds us that God's plans for us are far greater than what we can perceive or even begin to imagine. The Israelites could never have fathomed the extent of God's plans for their restoration. Dear friends, in our personal lives, when we are faced with challenges or when things seem stagnant, Isaiah's words edify us. They remind us to trust in God's promises and to know that he has an exceptional plan for our restoration, both spiritually and in our earthly circumstances. So why don't we think about these two short questions? Firstly, are there moments in my life when I have felt abandoned by God? How can this scripture reshape my understanding and perception of those moments? Secondly, in what ways can I actively remind myself of God's promises when faced with challenges or feelings of abandonment? Heavenly Father, in our moments of despair and doubt, remind us of your unfailing love and commitment to us. Just as you promised restoration to the Israelites, we trust in your promises for our lives. Help us to see beyond our current circumstances and cling to the hope that is found in you. Even when we feel forgotten, help us to remember that you never forget us and your plans for us are always for good. Strengthen our faith and keep our hearts steadfast in trusting your word and promises. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.